I'm recording now.
Recording now.
All right, let's do a clap sync to start the warm-up audio. Mm-hmm. So when I go 3, 2, 1, clap, what? Just physically clap your hands.
All right.
Sorry, 3, 2, 1. Sorry if I'm a little out of it as well. I average about 5 hours of sleep because, you know, people have to take watch while you're in Ohio.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Jeez. I'm running on like 2 hours of sleep. I don't fucking know why. There's no excuse. I just didn't sleep well.
I slept kind of all day because I was sleeping in the middle of the night, and then we had a tornado warning, so I had to walk down to the basement, and then after sitting there for 30 minutes nodding off during a tornado warning, I had to walk out while it was pouring rain, absolutely drenched.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Now, what?
It was not fun.
What state are you in?
In Georgia.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Sorry, I just got a work message I was just trying to respond to real quick. If you folks wouldn't mind, give me 1 second because I'm almost done.
David, you know, he's just always at work, you know? Just always.
Yeah, always doing work. God, what's up with that?
Can't you just like laze around and do fucking nothing like me?
I mean, I would like to.
it's not as fun as it sounds.
Yeah, that's true. I, like, whenever I haven't been doing anything for a while, I do start to kind of get restless.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was on medical leave for, like, 2 months, and I had nothing to do. Put a lot of time into Ghost of Tsushima, though. That's a great game.
Oh, yeah, nice. That's a good use of time.
We can definitely shoot the ship, but let me just go down the list real quick. Can everyone just also make sure that their phones are silenced, please?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just did that a second ago.
And then just a heads up, please, when talking, do not use your mouse. It's fine otherwise, but it is extremely hard to take it out of the audio.
Gotcha.
And then
if I have to click for whatever reason, I'll try to like manually remove them.
Okay. Don't worry about any of that. We have an editor, so really all you have to do is once you're done recording is literally put this audio file as a wave in the folder and we will do everything else.
Okay, cool.
Yep. And then silence our phone and mouse clicks. So the next thing is the section starters. So the way this works is essentially to make sure we have a good flow for the podcast. We just want someone that's going to kick off conversation. It doesn't mean you have to do the bulk of the conversation, or lead the conversation. It's really just now into what it did well. Jordan, what was something so that we're not kind of fumbling for who wants to start the conversation?
Yeah.
And then of course, Marcy, as our guest, I always would like to give you the privilege of picking, are there any two sections that you really would like to talk about? Those being why it failed, what it did well, where it could have gone, miscellaneous thoughts, and final verdict. We're going to round robin the manga section. And the manga details is literally just us talking about some technical details. So it's just really not very interesting. So we prefer to give you the good bits to pick from.
Yeah, I would definitely be mostly interested in like discussing what I thought it did well and where it could have improved, because there are a lot of things about this one in particular that I'm like, oh, I see the DNA here, but like,
yeah,
it's just not coming together.
Oh yeah, there we actually have like a manga idea channel where I'll sometimes post like manga ideas based on like, here's a better version of what we could have seen.
Oh, that's really cool.
It's like one I really liked was the Iron Knight, which was kind of like, what if it was like a post-apocalyptic manga as like a kid's manga, which you don't see much. And it was kind of like, at first we thought, I was like, oh, this is like Berserk for teenager or Berserk for like teens. It's weird how teens sounds younger than teenagers, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I will say, I only use that to post stupid manga ideas because that's what I think that channel's It should be for.
Yeah. Yes. It was originally ironic and then it stopped being ironic, even though we actually did an episode on a manga idea I pitched there and an artist was like, I actually like that idea, and we made a chapter of the manga.
David, what was the name of that manga?
Let me get it up. It's very light novelish in its style because Jordan won't let me call it by its common name.
I know what it's called.
It says short name is Basketball Grandma, but its full name is I Can't Find Love Because My Grandma Is a 6'2" Former Basketball Player.
That sounds amazing.
Pretty good.
It's just literally about how her grandma scares away boys that talk to her. Because I just is like someone, you know, when you meet a girl who's like 6'4", they're going to be someone's grandma in 50 years, right?
Right.
Yeah. And it's like, imagine you just come home to meet someone's grandma and like your girlfriend is like, you know, like normal height, and then you just meet her grandma and she's like a foot taller than you.
It's just kind of intimidating.
Yeah.
Right? Well, so I was like, oh, there's, yeah. I was
well,
like, exactly.
I mean, David, the plot of it is she's at a wedding and then somebody throws a bouquet and then the grandma
don't
intercepts
ruin it.
The bouquet.
Marcy could read it.
Oh,
why are you ruining
the
5-page
pages.
It is 4 or 5 pages, depending on how you count the splash page. Okay? Marcy, ignore Jordan. He is the worst.
Yeah, David. Yeah, David, just go back to spoiling Witch Watch.
Dude, Witch Watch, oh my god, this chapter this week was so, okay, anyway, what were we talking, oh yeah, so we just posted Ironica. Just Marcy, what was the second section you'd like to talk about?
Oh yeah, well, sorry, what was the ones that you listed off again?
It's totally fine, so it's what it did well, what I failed, where it could have gone, miscellaneous thoughts, and final verdict. So it's really any of those texts that are in black bold, after the character section.
Let's see, I'm going to try to bring my mouse over here a little farther away from the mic while I scroll.
For the warm-up audio, it really doesn't matter. Yeah. We don't edit this. This is literally just something we send to patrons.
Yeah, patrons, guys, you don't deserve no mouse clicks.
Yeah, I'm going to click my mouse a whole bunch while I'm talking right now, because fuck you, patrons. How dare you give us money? Just kidding. I love you so much. We're really close to our patron goal. Please don't unsubscribe.
Yeah, I love you. I love you, patrons. You know, the mouse clicks are from love. They come from a place of love.
Yes, I really want to talk about MO, so please continue to support us.
I definitely have quite a bit to say for a final verdict too, I think.
Okay, sounds good. Did you have a chance? Oh yeah. Did you have a chance, by the way, to write a 6-word summary?
I did.
Oh, perfect. Do you mind putting it in the text that says "after guest" at the bottom section under the word Jordan?
Yeah.
Just so I have it. And then yeah, sounds like you're good. Okay, and then Jordan, is there anything you really have a burning passion to talk about?
Let's see. I could do why it failed and it could have gone.
Jordan's like, let me get the good sections.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to
Jordan,
do why
you
it.
Actually, Jordan, you only get to pick one section now because you started doing the about the manga set or the
shit.
Manga detail. So now you got to pick which of those you want. This is why
why it failed.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
I mean,
okay, it's fine. All right, let me keep going through this list. I didn't know for a long time that you could make clickable checkboxes.
I didn't either.
Right? Isn't that a game changer? You can see I'm literally crossing things off in real time.
Yeah, no, I'm very impressed, David.
Thank you. Okay, so next one is just a heads up. So as I mentioned, we have an editor. They will both be doing audio cleanup and they will do spot editing. So if you ever feel like you want something stricken, or if you ever want to retake something, like say if there's background noise, or you feel like, oh, you made a joke that didn't come out the way you intended,
if you accidentally say a slur, you know, we'll take that out.
Yeah, I'm still thinking about that. Yeah.
If you have a heated gamer moment, you know.
Oh my god. Oh, can I tell you about this? Do you guys know about the Linus hard R thing?
Oh, yes, what? Yes, I do.
So Linus was in an interview.
Linus?
And they were Linus from Linus Tech Tips. Do you know who that is?
Keep going.
He's a real, okay, he's just a really famous YouTuber.
Okay.
Anyway, so he was like in an interview and he was talking about how he used to say like inappropriate words. And he was like, you know, I don't say it anymore, but back in the day, I used to say the hard R and there's just like a stop. And people look at him. And like, you know, he's just saying it like off the cuff. And people are like, and this guy I think the guy interviewing him goes, Linus, what do you think hard R means? And he says, oh, well, you know, that word for, you know, people with mental, you know, mentally impaired, like, you know, retarded.
Like, no.
And people are like, that guy, that follow-up question just saved his entire career.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. you could see it in the co-host's eyes, like, pack it up. This is over.
Oh my god, people in the chat were like, Linus's PR agent is just about to go out for a smoke break. And someone stopped him to say it's okay. I had a similar story yesterday where my friend said that he's like, we're talking about drugs, and he's like, you know, I've never done heroin, but I've held heroin before. And he's telling this story about like his like roommate was like really high on mushrooms, and then he was like, and then he did ecstasy, and we were trying to get the ecstasy away from him because we were worried, and we were like, okay, but when did the heroin come up? And he's like, what are you talking about? I mentioned ecstasy. And so we found out this 30-year-old thought that ecstasy was another term for heroin.
See, that reminds me of when I was a little kid. One of my parents' friends' sons was like in the hospital for an overdose, and I was like, what happened? And they were like, oh, he took too many painkillers. And from that point on, I was terrified of taking too much Tylenol.
You know, ODing on aspirin is actually one of the worst ways you can possibly die.
I believe it.
Yeah, God.
That probably sucks. Right. Anyway.
All right, Marcy, let's really get one more fun topic and we'll get started.
This was so much fun. I'm sorry.
So why don't we start talking about the podcast? We'll start diving into the recording now that we've been talking for 10 minutes. So just a heads up, we're going to limit the recording to about an hour and 10 minutes. So I'm going to try it just for the sake of both your time and the editor. If I ever feel like we're kind of spending too much time in the section, I may move things along. If you ever feel like there's something you really want to say, please absolutely just let me know. It's really not the end of the world. Jordan will also likewise do that sometimes.
Gotcha.
And then what we'll do at the start is I'm going to introduce you. If you can do a 30-second intro at the start, and then we will give you ample time at the end of the show to fully go into everything that you do. And then also one last thing is, can you turn off noise suppression in Discord if you happen to have it on? It's that thing icon to the left of the exit call button.
Yes, one second.
Okay, thank you. It's just because it'll block it in this recording, but not in your recorded audio.
Okay, I have turned it off.
Perfect. And then finally, we're going to do a 10-second silence for noise cancellation, and then I'm going to go 3, 2, 1, clap. The double claps just signifies the start of the show. It just, again, helps the editor so he knows when he needs to actually start listening to the audio.
Gotcha.
And then we're also going to do a clap sync in between each section. Again, just, you know, the editor has a hard job, so we want to make it as easy as possible for him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm a man of the people.
Well, also, he's going to listen to this, and if you piss him off, he might insert sound clips where he AI generated David saying the hard R.
Have you seen that Hard Rock Cafe where the lights went out and said Hard R Cafe?
I did.
Oh God.
Oh, we're having fun here. All right, let's get started. So let's say 10 seconds of silence, right? Meow. Right. 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1.